Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight on the show is Bryce Ziskin, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a few quick updates. Our summer solstice raffle is happening on June 20th. Please join us for our online raffle, and that offers you an extraordinary opportunity to connect with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. These mediums are among the very best, and we know that an evidential medium reading can greatly help those who grieve the loss of a loved one. 5 chances for you to win a phone or Zoom reading and to support the work of the foundation. If you purchase just one $5 chance, you will be in the running for all 5 medium readings until they are given away. And again, that drawing will be done on June 20th. And then on July 12th at 2 p.m. Eastern, we have a Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the Cadillac Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@cadillac.com. And that is spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. There's always new events. There's always new grief retreats being posted. So keep an eye on that. Okay, let's get to our show. Let me introduce our guest. I'm very happy to have her for the first time on the show. Our guest medium tonight is Bryce Ziskin. Bryce's mediumship has been present in her life for as long as she can remember, always guided by her deep intuition and strong connection to her loved ones in spirit. As a lifelong student and learner, she has a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, along with certifications as a school teacher and yoga instructor. While exploring tangible aspects of life, Bryce's curiosity about life after death led her to study with renowned mediums, thus expanding her understanding of connecting with the other side. Over time, she felt a powerful calling to share her gifts and make them available to others. Known for her compassionate approach, Bryce offers messages filled with hope, healing, and clarity. She helps individuals connect with their loved ones in spirit, providing comfort and peace. Bryce's work serves as a source of inspiration, reminding each client that love transcends time and space, and our connections with those we've lost are eternal. And without further ado, Bryce, how are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So happy to have you on.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. So let's talk, since it's your first time on the show and you're one of the newer mediums, right? You're one of the the most recent two, right? It was you and another person?
Yes.
Oh, you're the newest? You're the newbie?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I should probably know this, being the host of a radio show for the foundation, but I don't. So Bryce, for those listening, since you're new, how did you get started? How did you find out that you were a medium?
So, as you said in my bio, my first experience was when I was super little. I was I was just about 3 years old. And I was talking to my grandfather in a room who had passed away, and nobody knew he had passed away yet. And when my parents found out, they were like, okay, you know, they were catching on. And I come from a family that's like, this is not a surprising thing.
Right. Same.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it does. It runs in families.
Definitely.
So by the time I was five, I was describing auras to my parents, and my mom would have her friends come over and have me like color like little stick figures with different auras and give them their little reading. And as I got older, I had experiences such as someone very close to me passing, and the night before he passed, I felt it in me. Like I just had panic in me. I just like knew something was going to go wrong. And as I got older, I started reading tarot. I didn't really know if I wanted to kind of dive deeply into connecting with the other side.
Right.
I just kept kind of getting pulled in that direction and put in contact with other mediums. And it's kind of just really spiraled. And I feel like it's my true calling.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. I think it might be too. I don't know. Oh, that's amazing. So you've had it from birth, basically, since you were a kid.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we're similar in that way. I've definitely, yep. I was a weird kid.
Sounds yep. like
you might have been too, in a good way, a good weird, not a bad weird.
Strange and unusual. Lydia
strange
Deets.
And unusual. Yeah. I was just going to say, yeah, like in Beetlejuice. So there's so many questions I could ask you, but I guess let's talk about exactly, well, not exactly how you work, because it's a very multi-level process. But when you get information, are you like most mediums where you'll get like, you'll see something, you'll feel something, you'll smell something, you'll just know, you get it in kind of every way?
Yeah, all the clairs. So I'll definitely see, I'll hear, I'll feel, I'll taste, all of those things. And then I also do automatic writing. So as I receive messages.
Said that. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're doing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, as I receive messages, so I just, it's kind of like channeling and writing at the same time.
Right.
Not all of it makes sense, but it's just kind of like the way that I process what I'm receiving.
Yeah. So you're writing down sort of words and messages that you're getting from spirit. It's not just like a scribbling type of thing.
Sometimes it is.
Oh, okay. So we don't know what we're going to get.
We don't know what we're going to get. Whatever spirit wants to give
Yeah. So let me ask you then, are you ever giving one message and kind of like writing about something else? And you look down and you're like, wait, what the hell does this mean? Like, where did this come from?
Mm-hmm. Or I'll get something and over and over again. And it's like, I'm trying to finish one message and it's just kind of like, it keeps going.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I actually, you know what? I am jealous of people who do automatic writing. Because I'm not good at it. I'm not good at it at all.
Yeah, but you're free. You don't need your hands. You can
I guess. But you know what? I think it's so, you know, I'm such a physical, like, I want a lot of proof. I want something to happen. Like, I love when I'm doing a reading and, like, the lights go out or something crazy happens. You know what I mean? Like, I really love, not that I'm a physical medium at all, because I'm not.
Right.
But I just love when there's, like, a little extra validation. And I feel like it's so interesting. When you have like a piece of paper and you can kind of like read like, oh my God, like this person was, you know, she was writing it down and then started talking about this and how weird she wrote down Joe and then was talking about a medium in the family. You know what I mean? Like it just gives such an extra layer of validation. I really, really love that you do that. I have to, you have to teach
Thank
me because I've tried and I'll jot stuff down every now and again, like on Instagram Live or something. But that's just for me to keep my thoughts straight because there's like so many people, you know what I mean? But enough about me. People know who I am. Let me stop talking about myself. I'm being an Aries right now.
It's all good. I'm being a Gemini. Change the subject.
perfect duo. All right. So one last question. How do you, because we all have our different ways, how do you sort of turn it off and then recharge?
Yeah. Meditation.
Good answer.
Huge. Yeah. So I can't walk around like most of us. I can't walk around open all the time. I'd be exhausted.
That'd be crazy.
So I tune in and it's kind of like giving consent to open up by meditating and then closing off, doing a little clearing and going back to the physical world, learning lessons like everybody else.
Right. Okay. Wait, I have one more question and then we'll get to the phone lines, I promise. So you're a mom.
I am.
Do you think that having a baby, like, or becoming a mom changed your ability? Like, did it heighten it? Do you feel more connected to, like, you know what I mean?
Well, not to get too deep. I had a near-death experience in labor. And as a result, I feel that since then, I was a medium before this, but it did heighten things for me. And then being a mom, yes. Yeah, I think all of our experiences here in the physical world kind of like unlock another layer.
Right.
So what we
You know why I asked too? Because so many mediums, like we started kind of young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a lot of mediums, especially in the foundation, kind of found it a little later, not later in life, but in their 40s or 50s, kind of right. after they had children, and then it started to kick in. Or so I always wondered if there was like a connection to that, like hormonally, or just like a mentality shift, or your heart is more open, or could be all of it. Honestly, I don't know if there's any studies on that, but I think it's a heart centered thing. You just have so much more love in your life, and so
I can go on a real tangent on this, but I think that like biologically, we have to be intuitive as parents or as mothers. Like I think that like, is my child hungry? Are they tired? All of these things. So I think it does open up some intuition. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Whether we like it or not, you just got to get down with it.
It's your mom gut.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, good talk, my friend. So happy to get that story out there. I know people want to know more about you. So for those just tuning in, this is the amazing Bryce Siskin. And Bryce, your website is connectionswithb.com, right?
Yes.
So if anybody wants to book a reading, find out more information about you, that's where they go, correct?
In Instagram, they can DM me or my website.
Okay. Yeah, and what's your Instagram handle?
At connectionswithb.
Okay, it's all connections with B. So you heard the woman. Google her, look her up on Instagram. I was going to say stalk, but don't stalk her.
No,
but,
please.
But that's where you can find all her events, book readings, all that stuff. Very good. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. Now, before we take first caller, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you want to have a connection with spirit, and Bryce will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to take your questions. All right, Bryce, you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay. Our first person is Carrie from Cleveland. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, Carrie. Would you mind just spelling your name for me?
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Of course. Carrie, you wanted a mediumship reading, right?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Okay, great. Bryce, she's all yours.
Perfect. Carrie, do you mind just spelling your name for me, please?
Sure, it's C-A-R-I.
Perfect. Okay. So as soon as I step into your energy fields, Carrie, I have a woman stepping forward. And she's giving me hearts around you, which makes me feel like she's sending you a lot of love. I want you to know, so I actually have three women around you. So I want to go to first, do you have a grandmother in spirit?
I do.
Okay, so I have that woman. And then I also have someone who's like around, more of like a peer. So to me, it's like within a 10-year age gap. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I have a cousin who's probably about 10 years older.
Okay, perfect. And then there's someone who's in the middle. So for me, this could be like a mother, an aunt, someone in that like generation. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, well, I guess I have a great grandmother and a friend and a cousin. So yeah.
Okay. And the friends is a female, because I feel like I got pulled to the friends as soon as you said friends.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know what the, color yellow, if there's a significance with the color yellow or yellow flowers? This could be your cousin or your friend. This is the person in your peer group.
I'd have to think about that.
Okay.
Nothing that comes to mind right away. Yeah.
She also gave me the number 8 or the month of August. Do you understand this as being significant? So this could be a birthday, anniversary, or passing date. So I have August, and then I have go ahead.
My grandmother did pass away in August.
Okay.
Perfect. I don't know if you're referring to my friend. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels like I'm just getting like a strong connection to the women on the other side for you, for whatever reason. I do have to go. I do have one man, which feels like a paternal figure kind of, but it could also be an older brother. Do you understand this?
It could be a grandfather.
Okay. Was he like a paternal figure to you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do you see cardinals at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he's showing me the cardinals and he's showing me that's him coming through to you. And do you have any songs that remind you of him? It could be like a certain genre of music.
Sure. Well, one of my grandfathers was in the military, and so whenever I'm hiking, I can it's like I'm channeling his I don't know, military songs he used to sing.
That's amazing. I love that. Okay, because he's giving me like songs that he's like talking about. It makes me feel like it's like a genre, like a big like kind of like not just one song. So it makes sense to me that you said that with the hiking. I know you mentioned the hiking. I want you to just know, like, they're showing me, like, your loved ones in spirit are showing me mountains as being significant for you, kind of like as this image and kind of like a symbol. So it makes me feel kind of like, whether it's something that's going on right now or just in general, just kind of like getting to the top, like getting to the peak, like kind of reaching this kind of point in your life. I also have a C. I know that you're, it makes sense to you, you said?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
I know that you're Carrie, but I have another C name as being significant. Do you know who that would be? Doesn't have to be somebody on the other side. So it's like a C or a K.
Yeah, I have a mother with the first name with a C, and then I have one of my great grandmas was actually my named after. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay, because I got like the C highlighted with your name. So I was like, there's somebody, there's almost like a namesake, or there's somebody kind of on the other side that just wants to acknowledge your name. And I want to, I talked about the yellow flowers before. I want you to kind of just notice, I feel like it's either your cousin or your friend that kind of comes through to you. I want you to notice just like the yellow flowers, and it makes me feel like daisies, maybe sunflowers. Are sunflowers significant for you at all?
Not off the top of my head, but I haven't thought about them recently. So I'm going to have to go back and think about my connection with them.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Last thing, I do have, a male name with a J or a G as being significant. Do you know who this would be?
Would be on the other side or here?
It could be either one. Sometimes they just like to like shout out names.
Sure. Yeah. I have a brother, James, and a father, George. So.
Okay. The George name is significant for me. So that's why it was kind of shouted out.
Yeah.
So I know I mentioned August. I also have a 7 or July as being significant. Do you know what that would be? So it could be the 7th, the 17th.
I'd have to go back and see. It's hard to know, like, who it would be. If I knew who would be connected with, it'd probably be easier for me to figure out, but I have to go back and think about that.
This makes me feel like grandpa again. I'm going back to grandpa.
Yeah.
And May.
May's significant for one of my grandma's birthdays.
Okay.
Another one of my grandma's birthdays, now that I say that. So.
Okay, one more thing about grandma. So I have a grandmother coming through, and she's bringing me to almost like, did one of your grandmothers have like a very specific perfume that she would wear, or like a very specific scent? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, she's bringing me to that, and she's showing me almost like that scent coming around you, and that's like her coming through to you. So do you ever smell that, or does that ever come to you?
Yeah, sometimes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So she's showing me that as kind of coming through. And then I have to ask you, is their name like Rose, or is there like, it could be a middle name. There's something like with a rose, because the flower thing is coming up again, or if there's another name that has kind of like a flower name.
There was a Virginia, Audrey, Carrie.
Could be a middle name too, but okay. It feels, I want you to look into it because it feels like connected to one of the grandmothers.
You know, I don't want to interrupt you guys, but Bryce, I think you might be reading me. I know I'm the host. I'm not supposed to get a reading. I'm so sorry, Carrie. But a couple of the last few things you said, I was like, I feel like this is my grandmother. And then you said her name and I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure.
So before we started, I had your grandmother and I was like, I'm not going to read Joe. But like, I did have your grandmother. So is her name Rose?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have Grandma Rose.
Let's just like carry you off the hook. But Carrie, thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry for stealing the end of your reading.
No worries.
I hope you can forgive me. All right, you take care, hon. Okay, have a good night.
Man, I feel like this lady is gonna keep pushing through because
you know what? I'll tell her to stop because we're here for other people. You could call me after and tell me what she has to say. But no, this has happened to me before on the show, actually. And,
really?
And when I was on the show once, I feel like I might have read the host. But this has happened to me a couple of times. My grandmother never stops. She's so, I love her to death. But no respect for any kind of professional boundary at all. But that's live radio and that's spirit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, ready for the next caller?
I am.
Okay, awesome. Next up we have Debbie from Long Island. Hi, Debbie.
Hey.
Ooh, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Now I can hear you. So Debbie, were you looking to make a connection with spirit or did you have a question for us?
A connection with spirit, please.
Okay, great. I'm going to turn you over to Bryce.
Okay.
All right, Debbie.
Hi.
How are you?
Right.
I have two people for you that are stepping forward for me.
Okay.
I do have a younger male. Do you understand this? So to me, this could be like younger than you or younger when he passed. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So he's bringing me to kind of like, just a lot of things that went kind of unprocessed around his passing. Does that make sense to you at all? Like, it's almost like there were a lot of like questions, with his passing, and he's kind of showing me this idea of kind of like, has he been gone for a while?
Yeah, 16 years.
Okay, because he's giving me this idea of almost like there's still a lot in the family. Is he a family member?
Yeah, my husband.
Yeah, your husband. Okay, because he's giving me like this idea there's still a lot in the family that it's almost like he's showing me this idea of like he's at peace, but there are still people here that are not kind of at peace with his passing. He also brings me to, this could be anxiety or heart stuff, but he's bringing me to pressure in the chest. Do you understand this at all?
Yeah, maybe.
So it could be like pressure as far as anxiety as well. So that comes through the same for me. So it's just kind of like stress, anxiety, just kind of like a lot that's weighing on him. And this makes me feel like this was before he passed. So he gives me this idea of, was he a very hard worker?
Yeah.
Because he's like showing me this idea of like almost like his job being, I don't want to say his whole life, but like a lot of it. And he's showing me kind of, he's showing me that. Does he have a sister?
No.
Okay. Cause he's pointing me to another woman. And it's not you. So I don't know if there's like either another family, like who would the other woman be that he's like pointing to that feels like a family member?
His mom, my mom.
Okay. It feels like your mom. Did he have a close relationship with her?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He's pointing me to your mom. And he also, I know I said May before, but he gave me either the color green. So he showed me like a green birthstone. So for me, that's either the month of May or the month of August. Do you understand that at all?
August. Yes. Our daughter.
August. What? Your daughter. Okay. I have to be honest. I also do feel like he's pointing to your daughter a little bit. And I want to code to your daughter for a moment. Is your daughter blonde by any chance?
No.
Okay. Who's the blonde? Because he's telling me like the pretty blonde. Okay. Because he's talking about the pretty blonde. So I'm like, who's the pretty blonde? He's talking about someone here that's a pretty blonde. I also want to go to July or January. Do you understand the birthday anniversary or passing in January or July?
January.
January. Okay. What's January?
Oh, passing.
That's a passing. Okay. He's bringing me to the months with you. And he's also giving me this idea of like, I have to be honest, he's like showing me kind of like, it's like one thing after another, after another. And he's like, he's just like kind of bringing me to this idea of like, he keeps telling me that he's at peace and he just wants you to kind of like, he's pulling me towards just really wanting for that for you as well. He also, do you see white doves or white birds at all anywhere? So I have to show you, he just showed me love birds. Does that have any significance to you?
No, no.
Okay. So I want you to notice this because this is a very clear, just cardinals. Okay. So at least, so you do see the birds, but he's showing you like these two birds and they're almost like kissing. So if you see cardinals often, I want you to notice like if you ever see two of them together, which I don't think I've ever seen two. I usually just see like one together. Two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen two cardinals together. Not that it doesn't exist, but I usually see one. So he's showing me two and he's calling them lovebirds. And it makes me feel like this is for you. But I also want you to notice that symbol, even if it's not just the actual like birds outside, like if you go somewhere and you see like a painting of these two birds together, like he keeps talking about you that way. And I also, do you have a son?
Yeah.
Was that a yes?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
He's bringing me to, was there any significance with like taking him to like games or something with like the sports games when he was younger?
Yeah. Soccer.
Soccer. Okay. Cause he's bringing me to that. And then he's also talking to me, like, did your son play soccer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
When he was young.
Do you know the number on his jersey at all?
Oh no, he didn't have a jersey.
He didn't have a jersey. Okay, because he's bringing me to, like, it's something about the attire. So I almost feel like it's either, like, a hat or jersey or something. So it could be, like, a fan thing. It doesn't necessarily have to be that, like, he played that. But he's showing me that for some reason, and he's bringing me to the number. And I know I asked you about July before, but is 7 significant at all? And he also gave me 3, or March. But I feel like the 3 is connected to another number, so this could be 31 or 13.
Well, 31 is our home address.
Amazing. Okay. Nice. Yeah, because he's bringing me to the 31. And I have to, was this the house that you two lived together in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because he's bringing me to just a lot of energy around the house and kind of like things. I don't know if there are things that are going or things that need to be fixed at this time, but he's bringing me to kind of like the outside of the house. Do you understand that? Is there something that has to get done on the outside? It could even be like landscaping, but he's like bringing me to the outside of the house. But you know what? It doesn't feel like that. It feels like siding or something in that like vicinity. It makes me feel like he brought me to like the house number as soon as you said that. So it makes me feel like it's like something on the house. So this could be like foundation, siding, roof, it's like something on the outside. Do you understand this at all?
Well, there's stuff going on inside.
There's stuff going on inside? Okay. So I don't know why he brought me to the house number and it made me feel like it was outside. But if you can understand it for it being inside, that's fine. Like things that need renovation?
Yes.
Okay. I also want to go to, I know I brought up the numbers before. He's showing me that he does come through to you in numbers. So for me, this would be like his birthday, anniversary, passing date. And then I also have to go to, you two had a wedding song?
Yes.
Okay. Cause he's bringing me to the wedding song as being significant. And I don't know, do you ever hear it?
We were just, had the TV on and, Lionel Richie was on it. And that's that's our song was a Lionel Richie song.
Amazing. Okay, because he showed me, like, as I'm like talking about the house, and he's like, talk about the wedding song, talk about the wedding song. So I just want you to know that that was him coming through to you. And if in that moment you thought, like, this was our wedding song, or this was who sang our wedding song, that's him coming through, and that's your validation. It's everything to do with the house. I feel like that's where his energy is the strongest. He wants to be home. Mm-hmm. And he also showed me, like, the flickering of the lights. Do you ever notice that?
Yes. Lots okay, so of flickering lights.
Yeah. So he's
especially today.
Really?
Yeah.
He was preparing to come through to you. But he's coming through. You don't need me. He's coming through to you all the time. And he's showing me specifically the house. He keeps saying that's where his energy is. That's where his energy is. And there's a lot to do with, you know, there is something going on outside of the house. So I know you said something inside. It could be the driveway. It's like something he keeps taking me outside of the house and talking about kind of like getting something done. So it may not be significant or something obvious to you right now, but for him, it's kind of like, but there's something on the outside that he's also bringing me to. So kind of just keep a close eye on that. But he also talks to me about bringing in the right people to do it. And he gave me a J or a J sounding name. So this makes me feel like it's like a Joseph or something like similar to that. Do you understand this?
Wait, to do the work?
I think it has to do with the person doing the work. Yeah, I think it does. I feel like it's like a Joe. I have Joe here. But.
No, but there was, you know, my best friend's husband was Joe.
Okay.
And, you know, and we always talk about them being out there together.
Outside?
Well, you know, I mean, up there or wherever.
Okay. Because he brought me to like a Joe, which is funny. And it like made me feel like it had something to do with like watching over the house. So I have that. I mean,
we do have to move on to the next caller. Debbie, I'm so sorry. But Bryce, do you have any one last thing before we let Debbie go?
He's just telling me that he loves you very much. And he's telling me to look at the numbers on the clock. So to me, that's the numbers again. And just noticing if you see any birthdays, anniversaries, or passing dates on the clock.
Okay. My daughter just said... her husband has been doing work on the outside of the house.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Perfect. So he knows. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. So much.
Thank you.
Really
you
take care. Good.
Really was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Awesome. Girl, you're on a roll. I knew you would be.
Love you, Joe.
Of course. Okay, next up we have Pam from Nevada. Hi, Pam. Oh. Ooh, can you hear us okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, now I can hear you perfectly. So, Pam, did you want to have a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection to Spirit, please.
Okay, great. You're up, Bryce.
Okay, Pam, so immediately in your energy field, I have a male stepping forward.
Okay.
And I do feel like he was younger when he passed. So like it doesn't necessarily have to be very young. So this could be someone in your age group or a little bit younger. Do you understand this at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Who would this be? Because again, I am getting like these hearts around you. So this makes me feel like love.
Well, there is someone who is quite a bit younger who passed.
Okay. Okay, so I want to go to him for a moment. Keeps giving me hearts around you. Keeps giving me hearts around you.
That's sweet. I like that.
Yeah. Okay, and he's showing me you taking care of him. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, because he makes me feel like the hearts have to do with the gratitude of taking care of him, especially towards the end of his passing. Do you understand, or the end of his life? Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay. I also want to go to this idea of I know that you said he was quite young, but he shows me he felt like a baby, but he wasn't actually. Like, it makes me feel like almost that he couldn't use his body to his full capacity at a certain point. Do you understand that?
No, I can't think.
Yeah, okay, because he's giving me this idea of needing a lot of help. So that makes me feel like it's somebody who was sick when they passed. It wasn't something like super sudden. Does that make sense to you?
It was sudden.
It was sudden. Okay. Cause the taking care towards the end of his life makes me feel like he was like very weak towards the end of his life, but it's okay if that's not resonating in the moment. I also have to go, I know I said it before. I have, he gave me an 11 and a 13. Do you know what these numbers would be?
I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. Oh, definitely 17.
What's the 17? Because he just flashed the 17 at me. And I'm going to tell you what the 11 and the 13 mean to me. And I think that maybe that's why he's giving me that. But what is the 17?
That was one of his favorite numbers.
Oh, amazing. Okay. Because he flashed a big 17 at me. And then the 13 for me is someone significant in spirit, their birth date. So I don't know if you ever see, do you ever see his birth date anywhere?
You know, the 13th was his birthday.
That's your significance. Wait, I want to talk to you about that for a moment. So he showed me the 13, the 13 of what month?
Of December.
Of December. Okay. Cause he showed me the 13th, but he also showed me the 11. So like, do you know if November is significant at all?
Not that I can think of.
That's all right. Okay. So I do want to validate the 13 and the 17 with you though. And there's something with the 11. It can honestly also be, because I just kind of saw it doubled. It could be like the 11-11. Do you ever see the angel number 11-11?
I have not. I have not seen that.
Okay. I want you to keep a lookout for these things, because he's showing me that. And I'm sorry, I cut you off before. What were you going to say?
I'm just kind of stunned about the 13, because that was the day of his birth, actually.
But that's your validation that he's kind of showing me that these are the things that are significant. And I want you to keep, I would almost bet you that these numbers that I'm referencing do come up to you. And I think, you know, York is number one choice when it comes to who to come through to. And for him to give me the specific numbers like that, I think that he's trying to come through to you in many ways, and you may not see it throughout the day just because we're focused on doing these other things and we second guess and we question, like, is that really a sign? I also have to go, this has been a common theme tonight, but he's also showing me like music and he's kind of laughing about it. And I also, can I ask you, was he in his either late teens or early 20s when he passed?
Late teens.
Okay. Because he's like joking about the type of music he liked. And it makes me feel like were you like not into his type of music?
I was not.
Yeah. Cause he's like joking about it, and he's laughing with me about it. And it makes me feel like he kind of like puts it on when you least expect it. So it's almost like something comes through. It feels like strong, like whatever the music is. Like, I feel like it's either like it's something that's the total polar opposite of whatever you would like. I also have to tell you, is dad passed?
His dad or my dad?
No, your dad.
No, actually, no.
Okay, because I have a male in, thankfully, I have a male in spirit who goes back to music for me. It makes me feel like he's kind of like musically inclined. Do you understand this at all? Also, this could be a grandfather, an uncle, but I do have a male on the other side that's kind of like talking to me about music too.
Yes, I do understand that.
Okay. So he just kind of wants to be acknowledged, and he also tells me that he has is this your son who passed that we're connecting with?
The young one.
Yes. Okay. Because he just said, I have your son. And it came out like that. And I didn't validate that that's who I was connecting with for you. So I just wanted to make sure that that makes sense. But he said, I have your son. I have your son. And it makes me feel like he's just like kind of showing me that he has people looking out for him on the other side. I also want to go to, your son brought me to a friend here in the physical world. And it makes me feel like it's like a K or a C name. Do you know who that would be?
A K or a C?
Yeah, it's like a cup sounding name. Friend that he had here in the physical world.
Yeah, yes, actually. He did have a friend here, a very good friend, whose name started with a K.
Okay, perfect. So he just kind of wants to acknowledge him. And he wants to kind of just talk about, like, the fact that he, I don't know, do you keep in touch with the family at all or no?
He does not keep in touch with us, no.
Okay. Your son's telling me that he comes through to him in dreams. So it makes me feel like just that he wants to acknowledge that he comes through to this friend. And I think that he also brought me to a girl's name with an M. Do you know who that would be?
An M as in Mary? I'd have to think about that. I'm not sure.
This also feels like a friend. Okay.
Excuse me?
This also feels like a peer.
Not that open. Okay. It feels like a what?
A peer. So it would be either somebody he was in school with at some point or but it's a girl with an M, and he's just wants to kind of acknowledge her.
Okay. I have to think about that because, like I said, you know, being a teenager, he was not that open with all of his friends. He wouldn't tell me, especially his girls.
Yeah. No, it does. It does kind of feel like a crush situation, but I'm not going to speak for him. And he just got really upset when I said that. So I'm just going to pull back. But I want you to know, there's another thing. So did he have, do you have anything with like his writing on it at all? So like this could be either like a journal or like notebooks of his?
I do, yes.
Because he's bringing me to his writing. And he's saying, do you ever look at it?
It's painful. It's painful to look at.
Understand. He's bringing me to his writing and he's telling me he's showing me there's a lot of his energy on it. And he also brought me to, so he brought me to his bedroom and he brought me to his top drawer. Was there anything, did you go through his top drawer like after he passed or was there anything that you found in there?
I did go through his top drawer.
Okay. Was there anything significant that you found in there? Because he's kind of like showing me this idea of like, he was happy that you went through that.
Oh my gosh. Just, you know, anything tied to him, I was happy to find. It was, yes, you know, bracelets, that he had worn at one point and just, you know, personal things that meant a lot to him.
Because he's telling me he was just happy that you went through it. And he loves you very much. And the connection, he's kind of showing me this idea of he wanted to make sure that you handled everything when he passed. Because even though, as you mentioned, maybe he wasn't as open with you sometimes, you were his safe space and who he felt most comfortable with. So this idea of kind of like going through his personal stuff, he's giving me this sense of kind of like comfort that it was you who did it.
Hello?
Did he ever bump? Yes. Can you hear me?
You went out. Could you repeat?
Yes. Sometimes spirit does that. I feel like that was a manipulated thing because there was nothing that changed over here. His message was that he was happy that you were the one that took care of things that were so personal to him.
Okay, good.
And he's showing me this idea of, did he ever bump heads with his dad?
Yes.
Because he's showing me this idea of kind of like, he keeps going back to you as being his safe place. And even, like I said, even if he didn't always tell you things, because he's a teenager and that's what teenagers do. He really goes back to his mom as being his safe place. And he goes back to kind of like his personal stuff. And he keeps giving me this like idea. So I don't know if he was very protective of this stuff here in the physical world. And that's why he's kind of like, he keeps pushing this idea of like when he passed, he was happy it was you that went through it. But he brings me to personal things like his writing, stuff that was in his top drawer, the things that just made him. And he just kind of keeps giving it to you. That makes me feel like it's for you.
Well, yes. I've kept everything just the way he left it, pretty much.
Yeah. I also have to, I said this to somebody about the smell before. He's talking to me about his scent. And he says that it comes around the house sometimes. So I don't know if you ever like smell. Do you ever smell him?
You know, I have not. I have not been able to.
Okay. So I want you to know that he does. And he's trying to come through to you. And it, I do feel like the first thing that, do you ever dream about him?
I did early on, but I haven't in a long time.
Okay. So your homework is, I want you to open up to receive because he's trying to come through to you. And his first choice, as I said before, is to come through to you, right? Not to a medium. And he, you know, the little pieces of evidence that he gave along in this short reading, it's just proof that he's with you and he is trying to get through to you. And you just kind of have to like recognize the signs. Because I think sometimes in our grief, we're like so like frustrated or we can't see or we're not like looking for, you know, we're looking for something so specific and there are so many other things that they can come through in. But he did give me the numbers. He gave me his music that he used to like to listen to, but it makes me feel like the way that he came through, it was like kind of funny. It's almost like this idea of the music comes on out of nowhere. So it's not like you're going to put on his song and like remember him. It's almost like you're listening to like something calm and then like one of his songs comes on. And that's the way he like shows it to me where it's almost like it like interrupts what you're doing. And he's showing the coming through that way. And definitely just any of the stuff, like his scent, it feels like, I know you mentioned his bracelets, but I feel like almost like his shirts, his stuff in his room that just kind of like has a lot of his energy on it.
Okay. We do have to move on to the next caller though, but Bryce, okay. You've been doing so good. And Pam, thank you so much for calling. We really, really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
All right. You take care, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Awesome. Okay, Bryce, we have time for one more quick one. You ready? Lightning round.
I'm ready. Lightning round. Right.
Awesome. Okay, next up, we have Jean from Florida. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, thanks. Okay, so Jean, you wanted to make a connection with Spirit, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. I'll turn you over to Bryce for a quick reading, okay?
Okay. Hi, Bryce.
Hi, Jean. Can you just spell your name for me, please?
Yes, it's J-E-A-N-N-E, Jeannie, actually, on my
Perfect.
Birth certificate.
Okay. So I do have a couple of people for you in spirit, but I want to go with this first one. Is mom passed?
I'm sorry?
Is your mother passed?
Yes, my mother has passed, yes.
Okay, so I have mom coming through very strongly, and I want you to know that as soon as she said your name, she kind of came through and she was, like, very proud of that. She loves your name. She keeps saying, your name is beautiful, your name is beautiful. And she also brings me to an R name as being significant. Do you know who the R would be?
Just a cousin who passed, Robert.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Cause it's funny. Before you said that, I was thinking Robert, but that's always my name for our names anyway. So I wasn't sure if that was actually it. Okay. So I want to go back to mom for a moment. She's so happy to connect with you tonight. Like, I almost feel like I had this big smile on her face. Do you know if at the end of her life, she dealt with any like cognitive or memory issues at all?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know if mom... Sure. Do you know if at the end of mom's life, she dealt with any cognitive or memory issues at all?
Oh, yeah. She was in a coma when she passed.
Okay. Because she's giving me this idea of not being conscious. And it makes me feel like there were either cognitive memory, like something brain cerebral going on. And she's just telling me that on a soul level, she kind of knew what was going on. So I guess maybe sometimes when people are in this situation, we wonder if they could hear us or we wonder if they could feel us or if they know what's going on. And she's telling me not on a conscious level, but it's almost like on a soul, like a spiritual level. And she also told me that her dad came to greet her when she passed. You understand this?
Yes. My grandfather passed already.
Okay. And was she close to him at all?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Because she gives me this idea of him being over there. I also have to just say quickly, I have a dog on the other side. Do you know who's that would be? Who the dog belongs to?
No, but it has a significance because someone who's deceased now came to me and they had a dog on a leash. And I don't know what the significance was when he appeared, but there was a dog. So I know
and
that
they had a dog.
That.
There's this spirit yeah. animal on the other side for you, and it's a dog, and for whatever reason. So you're going to have to make that a symbolism for yourself. It's yours to interpret, but I just like the dog came through and it was just like, mention the dog. So if this is a vision that you had before, there's something in that for you.
Okay.
Interesting. I also, with mom, she brought me to the beach and kind of like the ocean as being significant. Is that true for you? Was somebody's ashes scattered at the beach, or was there like a conversation about like some sort of memorial at the beach?
Well, there was a time when there was a significance for me, and I was with her, but it was more for me. But as far as ashes, yeah, there is a situation where the ashes were to be scattered someplace, but they never were because it was okay. In a foreign country. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And I do want to also just acknowledge a man in spirit who is around your peer group. Do you understand this?
When you say peer group, is that you mean friends? Or family?
It could be friends, a romantic partner, or family, but it would be like, it's for me, it's about 10 years. So it's like 10 years older, 10 years younger. So like not quite old enough to be a parent, but like in your age, your generation.
That's past, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So he just kind of wants to be acknowledged. And he's also taking me. So I know you said the ocean was significant for you. He's also taking me to the ocean. And then I have an M name that's significant. Do you know what who the M would be?
I have an aunt that was Mary. My mother's sister.
Okay, and she's passed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do see your mom with her on the other side. Was Mary a smoker at all?
No, she wasn't, but her whole family was.
Okay, because there's like smoke around her. Do you know if she suffered with any respiratory issues?
I don't know. I was only 16 years old when she passed. I don't think it was, it was cancer. I don't think it was smoke. She didn't.
Okay. Cause she brought me to the smoke around her. So for whatever reason, that was significant for her.
Her husband. Yeah.
You guys, we are at the end of the show. So Bryce, do you have anything else before we let Jean go for the night?
One last thing. So mom is bringing me to a necklace that's significant. Do you understand this? Or a piece of jewelry?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So she just wants to acknowledge that her energy is very much on that. And it feels like, do you have a daughter too?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Cause she's showing me kind of like passing this down. And is somebody getting married?
Yes, I have a few. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she's showing me kind of like having that as kind of like a piece, maybe like to something borrowed or something old at the wedding. So she's showing me as that kind of being like a significant piece of jewelry to wear if possible. So that is what I have for you.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Jean. We really appreciate you calling in. We hope this helped.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Good night.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night. You take care. All right. Well, we are just all about out of time. But I'd like to thank our guest, Bryce Ziskin, for joining us this evening. And Bryce, if our listeners want more information about you, your work, they want a book, schedule, is your website the best place to go?
Website, email, and you can follow me on Instagram, DM me.
Okay, so Bryce's Instagram is Connections with B. Her website's ConnectionsWithB.com. And what's your email?
ConnectionsWithB@gmail.com.
Oh, I should have known.
Super simple. Yeah.
Should have known. All right, well, Bryce, thank you so much. I appreciate
thank
you coming.
Thank you.
Oh, this is so
thank
great.
You to all you the callers. So good.
Yes, thank you to everyone who called in, to everyone who listened. And again, I'd like to thank all of our listeners tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm Joe Peretta. As always, I'm your host. And if you want to check out my work, you can visit me online at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. Or on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.